السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا مولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر. وقال تعالى: واذكروا الله في أيام معلومات. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله تعالى من هذه الأيام. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، وما الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع بذلك بشيء، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. المحترم أيها الدوستور بزرغو، my dear respected brothers, elders and friends, only about two or three days remains till the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And the month of Dhul-Hijjah is a very special month. Specifically, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, according to most of the scholars, these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the best 10 days in the whole year. They are better than the days of Ramadan. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in the Quran in Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam. This qasam, this oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes many times in the Quran. Hafiz ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayhi has written a kitab in which he mentions every single place in the Quran where Allah ta'ala takes a qasam, an oath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take an oath, a qasam, for over small things, like we, you know, when we take a qasam oath, kisi bhi cheez ke naam pe hum qasam kha lete hain, ke iske waste qasam, uske waste qasam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jab bhi Quran Majeed ke andar qasam uthate hain to bahut aham cheezon par, bahut hamare in cheezon ki taraf hame zehn nashin karne ke liye Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in cheezon ke naam lete hain aur Allah ta'ala qasam khate hain. So many times in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala takes these qasams, these oaths. And one of those oaths, Allah Ta'ala, well, a few qasams, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes in Surah Al-Fajr. Wal-Fajr, first of all. We're not going to go into the explanation of that. And then, wa-layalin ashr, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes a qasam, an oath, on the 10 nights. That I take a qasam and an oath on 10 nights. Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions, okay, these 10 nights are actually referring to these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. That they are so special, so sanctified, so worthy of, so much benefit can be taken from those 10 days. They are so special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled them out to take an oath on them. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Like I said, Allah Ta'ala doesn't take an oath on simple, trivial things. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes oaths upon things to bring to our, or draw to our attention, bring to our attention that these things are very important things. The 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, these starting 10 days. On the basis of this, the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mentions that these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا. They are the best days of the world. In the dunya, the best 10 days a person can hope to live are these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The same way a person makes the intention to reach the next Ramadan, and before Ramadan a person makes preparation, How can they maximize benefit in that Ramadan? The same should be done for these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Unfortunately, we, after Ramadan, everything else we disregard. But to the extent that Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, majority of the Mufassirun would say that the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are more virtuous than the last 10 days of Ramadan, not the nights. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan are more superior in terms of virtue than the last 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. But the days of Dhul-Hijjah are still more superior to the last 10 days of Ramadan, the morning, the time that we have the day. But nights, obviously, this Laylatul Qadr, no other night can surpass that in terms of virtue. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are on our doorstep. We have 1 or 2 days left. We need to ask ourselves the question, that have we started making preparation? Do we even know that we are going into the golden period where Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, one amal in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are equal to sab'u, are multiplied by sab'i mi'ati di'afin, 700 times one amal in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So my dear respected brothers and elders, there are many things which can be mentioned. MashaAllah, our respected Imam Sahib, last week he talked about, the week before that actually, he talked about the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and the virtues and the etiquettes and adab and things like this in Urdu. But we need to first ask ourselves the question, have we all given our qurbani? This qurbani is very important. Humare log qurbani ke masail hum nahi jante. What are the rules and regulations and laws of qurbani? Firstly, every baligh, sane, mature Muslim must give qurbani if they have either enough wealth which reaches the nisab threshold, but at times they don't need to have even the wealth, but they have enough assets and enough clothes and shoes and video games and televisions and all of these extra things which are above and beyond one's need, and it reaches the nisab threshold. So that's only about nisab threshold is about 200 and something pounds. Or 300, you know, it changes every day, fluctuates. So if it reaches the nisab threshold, about 250, 300 pounds, all my extra shoes and my extra clothes and my extra, I don't know, games and all of these different things that people have at home, which are unnecessary, which are not being used, which are I do not need, then a person must give qurbani. Even though in my bank account, I may not have enough money which reaches the nisab threshold. So it's always safer to give the qurbani. And remember, the reward of this qurbani is very great. The reward of this qurbani is very great. To the extent in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the best amal a person can possibly do in the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is the qurbani. It's the best amal. We just discussed how the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are so special and virtuous. And on top of that, the best deed that a person can do and perform in those 10 days is the amal of qurbani. So therefore, we should not disregard it. You know, many of the pious predecessors, when they would do qurbani, especially when you would do qurbani of a large animal, a cow or a camel, then you can do 7 shares. So they would do a whole camel themselves, but they would make intention of different for each share, for one share for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one share for a certain great pious person of the past, a certain sahabi, and they would do it like this as a sadaqah jariyah for them. So any time they would give qurbani of a large animal, they would always give a share for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if a person has the ability to do this, we should do this, because there's great reward and great virtue in doing this. So my dear respected brothers and elders, these 10 days, I don't like doing long talks on virtues of days, because I feel the virtues of days are in their place. The problem is, hamare andar wo salahiyat nahi hai ki hum in dino se achhi tarah fayda hasil kar sake. Masla yahi hai ke Ramzan ke andar, Ramzan bahut barkat ek mahina hai. Ye Dhul-Hijjah ki pehli jo 10 din hai, bahut barkat din hai, lekin kya hamare andar wo salahiyat hai ke hum iske se sahi tarah fayda hasil kar sake ya nahi? Masla yahi hai. Pehli baat to ye hai ke hamare khane, hamara khana, pichle hafta ye Mufti Zubair sahab aaye the, bas bahut khoobsurat bayan ki thi, aur jo zaruri points hai un par unhone kuch guftugu kiya tha, that we ignore the big picture. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is neither in need of my salah, nor my zakat, nor my hajj, nor my recitation of Quran, nor my zikr, nor my istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ko kisi cheez ki zarurat nahi hai humse ki main namaz par lunga aur ye Allah ta'ala ko kuch hasil ho jayega, main roza ada kar lu to Allah ta'ala ko kuch hasil ho jayega. Nothing. It makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our deeds. Allah ta'ala has given us these laws and regulations, and we need to live our entire life with these laws and regulations. So he mentioned a very important point. I found it very good. Mufti Zubair sahab pichle hafte aaye the, bayan kiya tha unhone. He mentioned ke hamare log sochte hain ke ye jo dakaiti aur matlab sood ki len den aur baki jo haram cheeze hain, haram karobar aur baki cheeze, main apne infiradi amal karke dua, istighfar, tilawat, namaz ye karke udhar jo galti hui thi, udhar jo kami hui thi, ye matlab main pura kar lunga. Our people have this misconception, and they really do, that it's, you know, I've made a mistake, I'm doubling in interest, I'm, you know, I've got, unfortunately, a business. In my business there are certain aspects to my business which are impermissible, I know of it, but, you know, I'm just stuck in a situation, and other kind of things. And I think, you know what, by doing excessive umrah, going back and forth, umrah and back every year, doing lots of recitation of Quran, or nafil salah and istighfar, that is going to make up or compensate for that. That Allah Ta'ala is going to turn a blind eye to that. Allah is going to say, my servant is so pious, he's performing his salah and reciting Quran, it's okay, I'll let him off those things. This is unfortunately a misconception that our people have. That's why you see people, businessmen, mashallah, and you don't ask them the question, mashallah, where did all the money come from? Going for umrah every year. Reality is this, I know I've messed up, but I'm going to go for umrah and back, and inshallah that will compensate for all of my flaws. It's very dangerous, because the reality is it doesn't. I don't want to mention the name. We have in front of us a situation. A brother passed away in this, well, someone that we knew. Always in the masjid, always reciting the Quran on a daily basis, completing the Quran many times. Whole khatam of Quran on a daily basis, pas dafa. Har waqt inko, you can see him inside of the masjid. When he passed away, a few of his family members told me they had dreams. Okay, he was very parashan, he was very worried, and he was not in a good situation. And then after investigation, we find out that business dealing many years ago, unfortunately he did certain things in his business dealings many years ago, and, you know, there were certain thing, wrongdoings that he committed, and he just ignored it. And there was certain zulm which was carried out, oppression which was carried out, and he was just brushed underneath the carpet. Many years, you see this person every time, people would say he's a wali of Allah, always in the masjid, always reciting Quran. But it doesn't make up for the fact, my dear brothers and elders, that we are not fulfilling the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, Al-khalqu ayalullah. Ye jo makhluq hai, ye Allah ta'ala ke ayal. Ayal ka matlab hota hai khandan. The creation are the dependents of Allah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَى عِيَالِ. The best of creation to Allah, the best of Allah's servants to Allah are those who treat His creation the best. So this حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ is very important. So these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah here, 1 minute, I'll finish it. 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are here. We need to maximize these 10 days. But we need to also ensure hamara kana, peena, karubar, har cheez halal bhi ho. Aur saath saath, bandon ke saath, ya ghibat, chogal, لوگوں کے بارے میں برا بلا کہنا, all of these things, backbiting, slander, talking about, swearing, foul language, we need to stop these things, because shaitan, these are the secret weapons of shaitan. He makes us think, you know what, he's doing, I'm doing lots of effort, fasting and salah and dhikr and tahajjud and all of this, and this is his secret, you know, what do we call it, infection. He just puts it in there, and slowly, slowly it spreads and it destroys all of our a'mal. And we don't even realize, because he was so secretive. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability, inshallah, in these first 10 days to maximize, appreciate, value them. And those of us who haven't yet given qurbani, we should all give the qurbani. Qurbani needs to go. On the day of Eid in the morning, the qurbani needs to be done. And give qurbani to reliable places, to reliable people. Because it's our obligation, something that we need to give. It's wajib. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر الله
Who's Qarisa?
पिछले जुमे को जो कलेक्शन हुई थी 1195 पाउंड्स, अल्लाह ताला तमाम साथियों की डोनेशंस को कबूल फरमाए, और इसी तरह हाजी मेहदी खान मरहूम के लिए भी दुआ की दरख्वास्त की गई है। उनकी फैमिली ने 50 पाउंड मस्जिद को दे के दुआ की दरख्वास्त की है। अल्लाह ताला उनकी तमाम गुनाहों को माफ़ फरमाए, अल्लाह ताला उनको गरीब रहमत फरमाए, और तमाम मुर्दगान मुस्लिमीन को अल्लाह ताला मग़फ़िरत फरमाए। अच्छा, वन अदर अनाउंसमेंट was that tomorrow, inshallah, after Zuhar Salah, as many of you will be aware, alhamdulillah, in our masjid for the last 4 years, we've been having a class for adults, and we've been keeping a course for adults. Well, adults, we mean anyone who's left school, maybe in college, university, or beyond, anyone, like it's been unrestricted, who wishes to brush up on their knowledge of Islam, who want to learn how to recite the Qur'an, or want to just strengthen your recitation of the Qur'an. Similarly, you want to learn some Arabic, some of the Arabic language through which you can directly benefit from the Qur'an and access the Qur'an. So all of these different components we have placed in this course. So we call it the Sanatain program. Sanatain meaning over 2 years. So alhamdulillah, this was our fourth year running. So inshallah, from September, we're looking to restart the course as well. Many times, brothers and sisters, we have it open for brothers and sisters as well. Throughout the year, brothers and sisters do come in, and sometimes they feel that it's a bit overwhelming because they've come at the middle of the year or towards the end of the year. So that's why we suggest if anyone does want to join such a course, then they start from September. We only keep it 2 days a week. It'll only be 2 days a week. And inshallah, there'll be a bit of everything in there. So Islamic knowledge about your fiqh, masail of Islam, salah, zakat, hajj, all of the different obligations. Similarly, the rules and regulations of reciting the Qur'an. There'll be practical application. MashaAllah, brothers and sisters who do this course for just 1 year. So obviously they probably have Qur'anic lesson 1 or 2 days a week. But MashaAllah, by the end of the year, they will always give the feedback that my Qur'anic recitation has improved so much. And similarly, even the Arabic language, we do it very, very slowly based on the Medina book series. But by the end of the year, they feel that, you know what, when I recite the Qur'an, I'm understanding a lot of what I'm reciting. So once you do something consistently, the benefits and the effects of it can be seen. So inshallah, we're starting again from September. I also, when we posted or we sent out the poster advertising this, we mentioned that, look, sometimes what happens is, it's an age where everybody is unfortunately in a form of depression or sadness or some form of negativity. Everybody's in a form of negativity. And sometimes we just don't know why we are in that state. And many times it helps to connect with the masjid. Not many times, I mean, this is a reality. That Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That when we connect with the masjid, we connect with the Qur'an, we connect with the knowledge of Islam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a certain peace and tranquility and benefit that we take, a motivation that we take. So it's just 2 days a week, and it'll only be 4 hours of your week. Those of us who have that time, inshallah, obviously the course is delivered in English, we should make the effort to try and join. And anyone who we know is looking to learn Islam, rather than taking Islam, I know I've gone over time, rather than taking Islam from TikTok and Instagram, which is what all of the youngsters are now saying. They'll come to me and say, oh, Ustaz, why is this wrong if I heard this opposite opinion on TikTok? Why is this wrong when I had the opposite opinion on Instagram and the opposite opinion on YouTube? The problem is we can't take knowledge from these 2 minute, 1 minute, 30 second clips. It's a disgrace to, you know, it's such a shame that this is how low or how insignificant we regard Islamic knowledge, that what the scholar has who studied 5 or 6 or 7 years or maybe his whole life studying, I can get the same understanding in a 30 second clip on TikTok. It's very sad. So this is why we need to study directly, inshallah. So we have this course. For any further details, you can feel free to contact me about it. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا صمنا ولا ضحينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرا وحنينا أما بعد فقد حان ذو الحجة الحرام شرعت لنا فيها أحكام وأعظمها التضحية من بهيمة الأنعام وستذكر في خطبة عاشر هذه الأيام ومنها صيام العشر بمعنى التسع والقيام وكل عمل من شرائع الإسلام فقال فيها سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده ومنها التكبير دبر الصلوات المكتوبات وكان عبد الله يكبر من صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من يوم النحر يقول الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وكان علي يكبر بعد صلاة الفجر يوم عرفة إلى صلاة العصر من آخر أيام التشريق ويكبر بعد العصر ومنها إحياء ليلة العيد ومنها الصلاة والخطبة وقد سبق في خطبة آخر رمضان أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rows. Safadur Sarmanije. Brothers, please come forward. There's a lot of people waiting at the back. کہ سامنے کوئی خالی جگہ ہو تو آگے بڑھ جائے اور دوسروں کے لیے جگہ بنائے Brothers, please make sure your mobile phones are turned off, placed on silent. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just once again a reminder about our Sanatain course that we're starting from September. So inshallah tomorrow after Zuhar Salah we have the open day where a bit more detail will be discussed about the course. So after Zuhar Salah brothers and sisters can also participate and benefit from that inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.